You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for the day and for the week, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Nick Kunze from Sanlam Private Wealth, sometimes in Johannesburg, but just sort of in the environs, on the outskirts of Johannesburg this evening. He's on Westcliff Ridge at that giant pink edifice known as the Westcliff Hotel. Nick, this place has a great part in my previous history. It's a lovely place.
It's a lovely place, and what used to be a bit like the Nelly, you know, the pink elephant of Johannesburg, is actually a lighter shade of beige we see now since the Four Seasons bought it. So a little bit of a tear to my eye when I drove up on the little golf cart to the top this morning thinking, oh, I'm so used to seeing it pink. But anyway, still has the same ambience about
it. Wasn't it owned by the people that owned the Venice Simple and Orient Express? Wasn't it owned by those people? And then they decided many years ago, and probably judiciously exited their South African investment.
Yeah, it was. You're absolutely spot on. So it still has a little nostalgia, you know, when you go into the rooms and it's that really worn down, beaten brass sort of doorknobs and the old fashioned light switches, and quite unusual to still see that, not have a fingerprint recognition as you go in. So there's a little bit of oldie worldie still here, which is kind of nice.
Greg Davies, who's going to be back with us on October the 3rd for a glorious reunion with yourself and myself and him after a week in Mauritius. He and I used to work at number 26 Commissioner Street in the old days when Commissioner Street could be inhabited by stockbrokers and so forth. And we used to drive from Commissioner Street to the Westcliff because it had just opened. And we used to go to a place, I think it was called the Polo Lounge or the Polo Bar or something,
yes,
and sit on the terrace.
Right.
Is it still there?
It's not still here. And funny enough, I had one when I returned back from working in London. It was 2005. And I actually had an interview with a brokerage it was actually Nedbank Capital back in the day. And I had an interview in the Polo Lounge. And I just walked in and I thought, this is absolutely fantastic. And you're right. Back then, there was still, I think, to the one side was a cigar lounge.
Yes.
And the sort of the smell of cigar and bourbon and all the rest. And of course, those days, you can't smoke in public anymore and all the rest of it. But yes, you spot on. It was a great little place to hang out and a bit of like where the old brokers used to be, but yeah, not anymore, sadly.
No, but anyway, it's still a beautiful place. And the other thing, just before we leave this nostalgic moment, I used to be transported via golf cart or golf buggy from the bottom up to the top. Are they still doing that?
Still going, yeah. And let me tell you something. You think there's recession in South Africa. So I pulled up in my beaten-up Uber this afternoon, and in front of me about three Carrera 911 Porsches. The hotel is fully booked.
Really?
And I was by far the poorest stockbroker waiting in line to get served. So I don't know where the recession is, but still alive and well, still money in the city, and still lots of money floating around Johannesburg.
Sure. What happened?
Anyway, if the car parks need to go by, yeah.
Well, maybe they made a load of money out of the rebalancing of the indices on the JSE Securities Exchange, these people with the stupid Porsche, not stupid Porsches, the very fine Porsche motor cars.
Mm-hmm.
I mustn't alienate another potential sponsor. What happened today within that 10-15 minute window of opportunity for the rejiggers of their index exposures?
Well, not a lot, to be quite honest. We were expecting quite a bit. And we spoke this morning about the ad deletes and the idea that people probably dive into these things when they figure it out beforehand. And I guess there was something along those lines, because all the big movers of the last couple of days, the Sappies and the Impala Platinums and all the rest that were literally preempting this re-rating for the auction at the end of day kind of moved. So we got a little bit of a damn squid, but then we traded sideways into the auction. But we still squeezed out a positive close. And given the 3 or 4 days we've had of really tough trading, we managed to squeeze into the green to finish out the week. So not a bad figure out all around.
Okay, well, let's have a look at these spot prices as we go into what is essentially a long weekend in South Africa, not so overseas. But let's have a look at this. Let me just refresh my sharenet.co.za screen, if I can, and have a look at these spots. The Rand was 14.75 when we spoke at 10 o'clock this morning. Blown out a little bit.
That's a big story.
Yeah, 14.91. We'll come to that in a moment. British pound against the Rand, 18.64. Euro Rand, 16.42. That hurts me terribly. Euro dollar, 110.10. So the dollar stronger, the euro weaker. And that probably is something to do with the dollar rand weakness, or the dollar rand strength, rather. The gold price, 1503, that's unchanged. Is that correct? 1503?
Yeah, 15.350, almost exactly where we had it this morning.
Platinum, 943.5, up $5. The palladium price I haven't got because, as I said this morning, my screen a little bit skew-whiff, as I used to say in the old days. What is palladium, please, Nick?
My screen is also delayed, unfortunately, so I can't see that either.
Brent crude oil, 64.88, which is down 12 cents per barrel. How is the Dow Jones? How are the Dow Jones, NASDAQ, and
S&P
faring?
Yeah, so data indices I do have. So Dow Jones up 0.25%, up 70 points, and the S&P currently up 5. It is triple witching. I'll mention that now. Triple witching.
Quadruple, you said this morning.
Well, sorry, yes, quadruple, yeah. So futures, options, stock, and index is all expiring today. So it should lead to volatility. And the rumors running around that there's a huge option position at the 3,000 strike price of the S&P, so which explains why we probably aren't moving. In fact, if you look at the S&P over the last 5 trading days, we are exactly where we were on Monday, 13.13. So it looks like it might go out there today. So that'll be out the way and maybe sort of a bit of action next week. But by all intents and purposes, looking at these overseas indexes, obviously South Africa has been all over the place with our U-weighting, but offshore, it's been a bit of a non-event this week.
What I sometimes do with Greg Davies from Kratos Capital, who is taking a small sabbatical until October the 3rd, as I said, is I sometimes test his knowledge of JSE listings by throwing in a couple of companies that we may not have heard of. Now, I'm going to do the same with you. How about this
Go
one?
Go for it.
Andulela Investment Holdings Limited trading statement. Last traded price, 1 cent per share. Andulela Investment Holdings Limited. Never heard of it, have you?
That's a shot completely over my head and past the Polo Lounge, yeah.
Okay, in that case, let's have a look at what else happened this morning. I spoke to the CEO of GPI, Grand Parade Investments, and I think that, again, it's almost like a blue label telecom story. Pay and the pain goes away. They've got rid of Dunkin' Donuts. They've got rid of Baskin Robbins, which were really, really silly and arrogant investments, I thought, because of the nature of the South African economy and the nature of the tastes of the South African public. So they got rid of them and they've recognized that. They're focusing on Burger King. They're focusing on their downstream activities in the food market. And I think that once they consolidate, it may be worth looking at as a small cap.
Yeah, agreed. I didn't hear the info. I'm dying to listen to it. I'll listen to it later. What and on the gambling side, on the casino side, what was the sort of the rhetoric there?
We just spoke about food, actually. We spoke about food. They'd disposed of the slots business. Mm. So it was really just on food. They've got rid of all their non-performing assets or what they consider to be non-performing assets.
And I think long overdue. Long overdue.
Exactly. Mm. Investec, we spoke about that this morning. The share price was down 5% at the time. It's sort of consolidated its losses, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, consolidated its losses. I mean, still the bottom of my sort of lag is down 5.68%. And that was on the back of those who listened this morning, on the back of a profit warning coming in, warning on all sorts of shenanigans from Brexit to a strong pound, to currencies, and to trade wars as well. So, not very well received. Although saying that, after we spoke this morning on the open in London, the stock was down 10%. So I think a little bit of bottom pickers coming in and trying to take a little punt. So finishing down, still a tough day for Investec shareholders, down 5.68% to close at R86.46.
And as I refresh my screen, I'm going to have a look at the most viewed shares on sharenet.co.za today, the front page. The first one, actually, it's normally Steinhoff, but today we've got Sibanye, which was up 5.7%. Well, that's the last price I got at 18.
And going into a new addition to the top 40. So welcome up, Sibanye.
Well done, indeed. Congratulations to Neil Froneman.
Congratulations.
He's a fine gold miner. Steinhoff unchanged.
Absolutely.
Blutel was up 12, 13% this morning, only up 6.5%. Sale of the century, I think.
Yeah, buy the rumor, sell the news. Yeah, look, there's nothing more that we don't know that's come out. And in fact, as David was alluding to yesterday, and we said, investor relations there, nothing more to come out. They're very thin on the news flow. So, look, it's been absolutely drummed. So maybe it's a little bit of a bounce, but no, I wouldn't be buying this for just yet.
Top five major movers on the JSE Securities Exchange today of the big stocks, according to sharenet.co.za. Sibanye, 19.02, that's the latest, that's the closing price, I think, after the auction.
Yep, that's correct.
7.3% higher, Northam up 4.5%, the platinum counter, of course. Another commodity company coming in at number 3, African Rainbow Minerals, up 4.4%. Another commodity company coming in at number 4, new recent high for Impala Platinum, up 4.4% to 93. 56. And Goldfields.
And round of applause. Yeah, round of applause. Another addition to the top four. Now, isn't it funny, hey, Lindsay? I mean, talk about, you know, we talk about technology and the changing face and the Amazon and the retail apocalypse. Yet here we have today in 2019, platinum shares, you know, the old forgotten miners leapfrogging back into the top 40. I mean, it is quite a, you maybe look back on this day. I think it's very, very interesting turn of events, you know, and bearing in mind with a strong dollar across the board. Guys can't get enough for these platinum miners at the moment.
You couldn't give away Impala platinum shares in October of 2018.
No, 1650,
everyone said, no, please, it's a dog with fleas. Away we go. Mm-hmm. And here we are, 93 rand, 56 on the close at 4.4%.
And leapfrogging into the top 40 of the most traded blue chip shares.
And probably going up to 150 to 200 rand per share. Goldfields up 3.8%. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 top movers to the upside. All dig stuff out of the ground, which is what South Africa...
Don't write 100%. Don't write this mining sector off. Yeah. Look, maybe this is a little bit of something that the current administration and our current guys at the top need, a little bit of positive commodity flow, a little bit of interest coming back in, and where you're not getting sort of a bit of love elsewhere. I think this bodes really well. Maybe this looks good for the run into the end of the year.
Hopefully. On the downside, we've got Sokol Sun down 7.2%. Investec PLC down 6.6%. Investec Limited down 5.9%. Bidvest down 4%. Assor, again a loser, down 3%. The Investec story... It's a great company. The Investec Asset Management spin-off has been delayed a little bit, but it's going to happen. I still think that this is a fine, high-quality company with good management, great track record, and this is just it's almost like it's a Brexit story. So just for a year or so.
Yeah, look, it is, and you know, they're spinning off the as you said, the asset management arm, so I mean, that's going to go well, and I'm just looking here, one of the guys from our trading desk sent out a note this morning from the research house. We actually do own Investec, so disclosure there.
Good.
I'll just give you a couple of one-liners from his note saying, obviously, 4 to 7% decline in the half-year adjusted earnings is disappointing. It was driven by lower trading and investment banking fees in the UK, in line with industry experience as breakfast uncertainties hamper activity. On the positive side, asset management business continues to generate healthy net inflows, which bodes well for the rating when the business lists plan for March 2020. And then just saying here, which I think is quite prudent, results are therefore not a train smash in our view, but it would be helpful if the Brits could sort out the Brexit mess so that activity levels can return to normal. There we go.
Yeah. Well, whatever. There's one other thing I want to ask you about before we go to the JSE indices, and that is, how do you pronounce Labuschagne, Labuschagne or Labuschagne? What do you say?
You're talking about EOH?
No, I'm talking about the name Labuschagne. 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 Do you say Labuschagne or Labuschagne, as in the French Huguenot Afrikaans surname?
Just before Heritage Day, I'd have to ask an Afrikaner for that. I think Labuschagne, I would have said.
I would have said Labuschagne as well, because today I was watching a rugby match between Japan, the hosts, and Russia, and a chap called Labuschagne scored a fantastic try. I mean, it was almost from the halfway line, and it was absolutely brilliant. And I was watching the last two Ashes tests, and a chap called Manus Labuschagne more or less sort of secured the Ashes retention for the Aussies. I mean,
Lindsay, I mean, we're not only are we exporting platinum around the world, we're also exporting our sportsmen. It's a global game, this, and South Africa's at the forefront.
Or you could say it's also a talent drain rather than a brain drain, because I'm sure that...
No. Positive Friday today.
Sports players are not that brainy, but you know what I mean? That was Scaffney.
I know what you mean.
Changing the face. Okay, JSE indices on this final day of the trading week ahead of the essential long weekend.
We run through, right?
Yes,
so
please.
finishing up for the week, and after a couple of tough days, we're actually in the green, so we'll take it as a positive. All share finishing at up 0.5%, 283 points to close at 56,406. And the tradable top 40 also had a decent day in tandem. That closed up 0.53%, 263 points to the green, 50,341. And if we drill down to some of the numbers, we had technology sectors leading up 2.78%. Energy also strong day, 0.1.37%. And as Lindsay was saying, basic materials, miners also decent up 1.25%. Downside, industrials, the biggest lag, having a tough one, down 2.78%. And financials, with the stronger rand where it is to be expected, down 0.39%.
And you mentioned the word positive in that final wrap-up of the week, and I'm going to talk positive as well ahead of the
Give
long
us a
weekend.
Clint Eastwood.
Here it is. I'm giving you a Clint Eastwood. You must be psychic. I don't believe in pessimism. If something doesn't come up the way you want, forge ahead. If you think it's going to rain, it will. Clint Eastwood. I mean, what a man. Come on now.
Oh, you little dancer. On that note, enjoy the weekend, everyone.
Thank you. Nick Kunze is from Sanlam Private Wealth, speaking to us live from the, what's it called? The Westcliff Hotel on Westcliff Ridge in Johannesburg. What are you drinking? Just the final note now, because I need to live my life vicariously through you. What are you drinking?
I've got a Castle Light in front of me for the moment. Yes. Yeah, well, but now that I've finished this show, I'm going to hit the hard stuff.
Nick Kunze, speak to you next week. Thanks very much. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Visit strictlybusinesspodcast.com and subscribe to receive exclusive content straight to your inbox. strictlybusinesspodcast.com, made possible by Prudential Investment Managers.